This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Union Cabinet has approved two projects of the Ministry of Railways with a total cost of 6,405 crore rupees. These projects include Kodarma, Barkakana doubling and Ballari Chikjajur doubling rail line. Briefing media in New Delhi after the cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that the Kodarma-Barkakana doubling project of 133 kilometers will provide enhanced connectivity to 938 villages and 15 lakh population.
Kodarma Barkakana doubling 133 kilometers ये project 3063 करोड़ का है और ये काफी long distance project है 133 किलोमीटर का है और ये पटना और रांची के बीच में shortest line है इसको double करने से पटना से रांची के बीच में movement काफी smooth हो जाएगा और हजारीबाग छतरा कोडरमा रामगढ़ ये जो जिले हैं इन जिलों को अच्छी connectivity इससे मिलेगी 938 villages cover होते हैं और 15 lakh population को इसका benefit मिलता है 17 major bridges है 180 माइनर ब्रिजेस हैं, 42 फ्लाईओवर्स हैं, 33 अंडरपासेस हैं और 30 मिलियन टन कार्गो इस डबलिंग के बाद में एक्स्ट्रा इस लाइन पे जाएगा।
मिस्टर वैष्णव सेड द सेकंड प्रोजेक्ट बल्लारी चिकजाजू डबलिंग लाइन ऑफ 185 किलोमीटर्स विल कनेक्ट मैंगलोर पोर्ट टू सिकंदराबाद।
बल्लारी चिकजाजूर ये आंध्र प्रदेश और प्राइमरीली कर्नाटका में ये प्रोजेक्ट है ये बहुत लंबा प्रोजेक्ट है 185 किलोमीटर की डबलिंग है ये 3342 करोड़ रुपीस का प्रोजेक्ट है साउथ वेस्टर्न एरिया में मैंगलोर पोर्ट इज द मोस्ट इम्पोर्टेंट पोर्ट इट विल बेसिकली कनेक्ट द हिंटरलैंड एफिशिएंटली विद द मैंगलोर पोर्ट बल्लारी चिकजाजूर दिस मीन्स लॉट ऑफ ट्रैफिक विच कम्स फ्रॉम पार्ट्स ऑफ आंध्रा ऑल द वे अप टू सिकंदराबाद हैदराबाद वहां से एक वेस्ट कोस्ट पे पोर्ट को कनेक्टिविटी मिलेगी सिकंदराबाद हैदराबाद वगैरह एरिया के लिए केवल एक कृष्णापट्टनम पोर्ट अवेलेबल था अभी तक इस लाइन के पूरा होने से मैंगलोर पोर्ट भी अवेलेबल हो जाएगा
रेलवे मिनिस्ट्री हैज सेड दैट ओनली दोज यूजर्स विल बी एबल टू बुक ऑनलाइन तत्काल टिकट्स थ्रू आईआरसीटीसी वेबसाइट एंड ऐप फ्रॉम द फर्स्ट ऑफ नेक्स्ट मंथ हु हैव ऑथेंटिकेटेड देयर अकाउंट विद आधार The step has been taken to ensure fair and transparent access to Tatkal tickets and to safeguard the interest of the passengers. Indian Railways has also announced key modifications in the Tatkal ticket booking system at computerized booking counters and through authorized agents. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today interacted with the farmers of Delhi under the ongoing Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan in the national capital. During his meeting, the minister took note of the problems faced by the farmers, ranging from subsidies to supply chain. He assured the farmers that he will present their problems to the Delhi government and ensure that all the centre's schemes are implemented properly. He also mentioned the government will hold further meetings with farmers and scientists to develop new technologies for farming. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today discussed further strengthening of India-EU parliamentary ties, building upon shared values of democracy and pluralism, with President of European Parliament Roberta Metsola in Brussels. In a social media post after the meeting, Dr. Jayashankar said he valued her positive sentiments on advancing India-EU partnership in trade, technology and security. Dr. Jayashankar also met European Commissioner for Trade and Economic Security, Maro Sefcovic. They recognized the progress in discussions for a comprehensive, balanced and meaningful free trade agreement between India and EU. Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav took stern action against officials for providing unsuitable and old trains to BSF personnel going for duty to Kashmir from Tripura. Four officials from the Alipurduar division have been suspended with immediate effect. The suspended officers include three senior section engineers and the coaching depot officer of the Alipurduar division of the Northeast Frontier Railway Zone. Mr. Vaishnav said that the dignity and comfort of the security forces are of utmost priority and that such negligence will not be tolerated at any level. In the Cricket World Test Championship final, the match is underway between Australia and South Africa at the Lord's Cricket Ground. Australia were 192 for 5 in 51 overs against South Africa when reports last came in. Earlier, South Africa won the toss and elected to bowl first. And that is the end of this news bulletin.